I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? It's the Big Homie Jobs, episode 28. We got the homies in the building. We got Big Homie Jayla. What's up?
Hey. What's up?
Big Homie Shawnee,
yo,
the DJ.
What's going on?
And Big Homie Butter, back at this thing. Big Homie Black, the recurring house guest.
Yeah, I ain't paying them student loan back still.
You got life fucked up. We got life fucked up. You think we paying them shits back? The country's in debt. How you gonna tell me I'm in debt? The country is in debt.
You should have gave me an interview.
What you saying?
That $20,000, $50,000 is gonna be a drop in the bucket. Look, if it ain't gonna make no significant.
$160,000.
Nigga. I don't know about you.
No.
You got different problems.
Mine this morning. I'm like,
I ain't looked at that shit in years. You will get that shit.
Credit Karma sent me an update.
You will get that shit when I die.
It was like, you know, your debts went down. Your credit score went up 2 points. And when I was looking at it, it was like,
you ain't getting shit. Uncle Sam, you ain't getting shit. You suck my dick. Get it in blood.
When I come up, I got you.
He like, okay.
Right,
he's saying
with his
shit.
Right,
like,
okay.
That is.
Black Card Revolt, what we got?
Boom. Okay, let me move,
because
I might be trying to cheat.
Niggas ain't trying to cheat off
right,
your simple
I'm
ass
black,
questions.
Man, what you talking about? Whatever. Okay, boom. If your Metro don't trust you, what might Future do?
Shoot you.
Nobody else knew?
Shoot you. It shoot you.
Shawnee, you ain't know?
The Ciroc, kicking in.
It shoot you.
DJ?
I knew that.
If
your Metro don't trust you.
If your Metro don't.
Oh, wait. Hold on. What was the question?
If your Metro don't trust you, what my Future do?
Oh, if Young Metro. You know what I thought you said?
Yo, Metro. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm
good. Right. But I thought you said you knew what I said.
I knew what
my
you
bad.
Said.
Yeah,
no. No, wait, was somebody
all right, yeah, no, I knew that. Hold on, let's rewind. If Young Metro don't trust you, I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah. Okay, let me see. Jerome from Martin is a player from
the Himalayas. I know that.
Stop mumbling. Damn, yeah. He don't know it.
Jerome in the house.
Watch your mouth. Okay, let me see. Last one. A fox, a queen, and a smith cleaned up for a living in this movie.
Fox,
a queen, and a smith. Think.
It's a black movie.
Gotta be.
A fox.
Jamie Foxx. The Jamie Foxx show.
No.
It's Jamie Foxx, I know. What Foxx?
It's not.
What about Foxy Brands?
A fox.
Queen Latifah.
The hell?
A queen. Emma Smith. Cleaned up for a living.
Will Smith. No. Oh, shit.
I don't know.
I know this.
Thanks, y'all.
Is it Queen Latifah's in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he fought.
Oh, set it off. Yeah! Jada Pinkett, we was thinking about the wrong Smith.
A fox, Vivica A. Fox.
Jada Pinkett Smith.
You talking Miss Entanglement.
Yes, yeah. Miss Entanglement.
I still remember. Don't give you no pass.
Who you was talking about? You said he was fine. Who?
I thought we was talking about Will Smith. What we was talking about before the cameras were turned on?
Streaming services.
Okay. Oh yeah, streaming services.
Oh yeah.
We not nigga. Look, I think cable is goddamn.
I love cable.
We don't need cable no more.
I'm team cable.
We don't.
Waste of money.
All I watch is the same.
All I watch is Comedy Central, and I watch Comedy Central to watch The Office, which is on the streaming service.
But I watch stuff like Housewives. I want to watch it when it comes
out. I don't watch that shit. You know what live sports I watch? I watch the NBA playoffs and the NFL. But I can get NFL Network and shit like that in Red Zone to watch that shit.
I like Housewives. I like Love and Hip Hop all day. I got to watch it when it come on so I can live tweet.
Like, I just bought
#LHH.
Like, ATL.
Do you think we need streaming services?
Definitely. It's cool. It's an incentive. It's not necessary. I mean, I have streaming services. However, though, I feel like you need cable. Like, let's say if internet goes out, something happens where, like, you can't get access to.
If the internet went out, the cable been out for three days.
The cable gonna be out then.
All the time.
Because the internet went off at the cable people company.
Cable what internet. The fuck? Right. The internet can go out with the cable still be on, so.
You know who controls
or analog TV. Analog TV, for example. Okay, let's say it that way. Analog TV. where you need access to stuff that's being broadcasted. Right. You need that. Because if everything goes out, you need some form to see what's being going on in the world, what's being broadcasted and stuff.
If I'm watching TV for what's going on in the world, I'm just going to watch Twitter, because Twitter's going to tell me, like, as the shit happening. Like, I remember where I was when I first saw the first nigga that tweeted about the church shooting in South Carolina, right? That shit happened live time. She knew, dude, the tweet out, "Oh my God, y'all pray for me. My mom just got shot. She was at choir rehearsal, Bible study," and that was like, damn. I went to sleep. Wake up the next day, like, his mom was one of the people that got killed in the church, yeah, with Dylan Roof. So it's like that shit. Twitter and social media, you can see shit happening live time.
But those aren't streaming services.
It's free.
But older people can't see because they don't be on Twitter.
Guess who fault that is?
That is their fault.
Because, oh, my God.
If my mama don't got a streaming service, you better have Twitter.
I talk about that shit all the time. If you old as fuck and you're not tech savvy, that's your own fault.
That's what I'm saying.
But they
didn't
grow up like
that.
Oh, my God. They just sat in on my Zoom phone call.
These old things do not know how to work Zoom. And that's
Lord, how we split the screen?
There's
a hobby split the screen. I'm like, are y'all serious? Y'all need to be trained on Zoom.
How do you mute?
Oh, my God.
How do you mute everybody? Like, girl, are you serious?
Right?
Oh, my God.
That was sad.
That shit was funny as hell. Anyway, man, let's get into the first topic on the porch. We got to start talking about the ongoing saga between Megan Pete and Daystar Peterson. Ah! Megan Thee Stallion versus Tory Lanez. What side is niggas picking? But it got ugly this week because she came out and said,
Period.
Tory, you shot me. I was like, holy shit. But I feel like niggas knew that, but it was like her, because they've been tiptoeing around the fact of saying that shit.
She wasn't saying he did.
Didn't nobody say shit. And I got an extra bombshell I want to drop in this motherfucker.
What you got
to drop? I feel like Kelsey Nicole got something to do with all this shit. Because she, Megan's
best friend.
But Megan been out and about, and Kelsey Nicole has been nowhere to be seen. But before the shooting, these motherfuckers were inseparable. Mm-hmm. Now, tell me something ain't fishy about that.
It's a little weird.
Also, Kelsey Nicole has not posted on Instagram since July 24th. Mm-hmm. I just made that date up, but I know she ain't posted on Instagram in a while.
Okay, investigator. Okay. Right,
July 24th.
Wait with it.
Okay,
I'm just saying. Tell me what happened.
Picture it. Sicily, 1982.
Shut the fuck up.
No, seriously. So, she was drunk. The best friend was drunk at the party at Kylie's house. They got in the car. Megan was in the front. Tori was in the back, like she said. Kelsey was in the back, too. She happened to look in the mirror, and Kelsey was
stop it.
She wasn't quite sucking it.
Okay.
But she was ready to.
She had that hand. She seen it in the mirror.
Hold on, Shawnee. I better tell her I be horny now.
She seen them doing, you know, getting a little close.
That's my thing, though. Like, okay, I get it. Tori, ain't no coming back from that shit. You shoot a motherfucker, nigga. That's assault, nigga. That's attempted murder.
Yeah, you're out here, dude.
Like, but I still, like, in my head, I'm like, damn, what the fuck did she do to make that
little
nigga that
mad?
Like,
no, but little niggas just be mad.
First of all, woke gang, that's a fucking boondocks quote.
Yeah.
What did he do to make them niggas that mad? But I'm like, damn, like, what the fuck were you thinking? You're Tory Lanez, bro. You have had the hottest summer out of anybody, out of any artist, to not drop a song.
Right.
Like, nigga, none of the shit from your album went anything. Like, but niggas still fucking with Tory Lanez. Like, you're set up to be the next Charlamagne, my nigga. Like, you don't need music.
Right.
You're already not signed. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you can do what the fuck you want to do. And you shoot somebody in the fucking foot.
Because he has Napoleon syndrome. He's a little man.
Yeah, the little niggas be having that temper.
He has Napoleon syndrome. He's like 5'3".
I can't relate. I'm big as hell. I've been big as hell my whole life. I came out 12
pounds. But you went to Clark, you know little niggas is crazy.
Little niggas do be crazy, man.
Yeah.
Y'all fuck crazy.
Y'all crazy.
Black not small either, so he don't got no problem. Well, we ain't had no real small nigga on the show.
I'm a dark skinned nigga. I'm a tall, dark skinned nigga.
He's probably lit.
But to shoot a nigga in the... My thing, though, is this is Megan's second time defending the nigga, and she goddamn get fucked up at the end.
Yeah, because the first time was when she, before she got famous, when she got arrested.
And she went to jail for that shit.
Yeah, she went to jail.
Y'all familiar with the story?
Yeah, she beat
her, her boyfriend she got into a physical dispute with her boyfriend. He hit her, she hit him, but when the police questioned her, she said, nah, I want to press charges. The police questioned him, they were like, yeah, take that bitch to jail.
Yeah.
But then it's this situation.
Ridiculous.
It's this situation pop up. She said, I didn't want nothing that. Man, look, if any of y'all niggas shoot me, I am telling.
Of course.
I am telling. There is nothing a nigga that shot me can do. Cash, if I shoot you, what you gonna do?
Damn. The hell?
There is nothing. I don't give a fuck about you. Because you obviously don't give a fuck about me.
Right.
You can't kill me.
You can't come back from shooting somebody and saying I'm sorry.
Like, that shit is worse. That shit is worse than what Chris Brown did.
She didn't have a gun.
Of course.
I'm going to shoot back.
Well, what gun? You had a gun? Because I don't got a
gun. Yes, ma'am. I just bought me a gun.
I just got pepper spray.
I just bought a gun.
Shout out to the women that are holding. Shout out to the women that are
holding. Because my face would be dying out of nowhere. I tried to pull it out.
Because you be charging the other shit with it. You be charging the other shit instead of your taser. I got to use one of these daily.
Right.
He's trying to be cute. Don't let him do that. Because first of all, who charged though? You can get batteries for that. So okay. You ain't got time for that.
Thank you.
I don't know. Shit.
Charger takes two.
You see this?
You act like you know.
It's self-charge. Anyway. But no, what I'm saying is like... I'm still trying to figure out what the fuck could have happened to make that nigga just like fuck that.
But dudes have really bad tempers, like, you know, because that's why I always give somebody my real number, because I be scared, like, damn, if I give him a fake number and he call it in front of me, he going to shoot me.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
why do y'all give me y'all real number and with no intentions of hitting the bat? Because y'all be trying to call us right then and there.
Yeah, then you get mad because I get grown up next, you know, I'm fucking dead, shot in the face and shit, because I didn't want to get my number.
RPG and shit.
Yeah.
I feel it.
You don't be chilling, but
dudes is
damn,
crazy.
Damn, we got the broke chill. But nah, when girls say that shit, I be like, I can't even blame them for like covering me after they give me the number. Because shit, I'm an intimidating looking ass nigga.
Yeah.
I look like I punch a bitch in the face. Like, I won't.
You a big nigga. I won't. Somebody my size be like, oh my God, he going to keep me. Let me go ahead and give him my number. Like,
why not just say no?
Because
they're still, like, niggas will punch you in the face.
And then niggas like to be so close up on you, asking for the number.
Niggas is niggas.
I'm just saying, like, it's always in the news how a girl say no, she got shot in the face. She got slit in the throat.
Yeah, that shit
I
crazy,
can't be
bro.
The next one.
And then they be so close up on you.
So what are some of the things that y'all think about, like, on the daily, like, some of the threats that y'all think about on a daily night out, like? If y'all go out on a club night, like, damn, I got to make sure X, Y, and Z don't happen to me tonight.
Got to make sure my phone charged up.
I sneak
my pepper spray in because they try to take my pepper spray at the door. So I put in, like, my bra or something.
I thought you were about to say your asshole. Like, you a wild motherfucker.
Why would I put in my asshole? Come on. Like, why would I do that?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't have. I'm be having to hide shit because, shit, you see, this is my pepper spray. Huh. If Nick gonna take me, he gonna have to fight.
I really do think
you don't own a gun.
You know, I don't got a gun.
I can't come into your establishment with my strap, I ain't coming. Straight up. That's how I've become. If I can't come in with my shit, I ain't coming in there. That's how I am.
You and I don't like going to places like that shit. where people coming in with their guns. So I'm like, if you gotta come in any place, but somebody gotta come in with that gun, I don't want to be there.
I do it from a DJ standpoint.
I don't need to be there.
If I can't DJ there and bring my strap in with me or whatever, not saying that I do. But if that option is not on the table, considering the fact that nobody walks me to my car after I get paid and whatever I get paid, you know what I'm saying? I need some form of, you know what I'm saying? Because,
right.
It has happened where DJs have been victims to shit. I always hear from my friends whether somebody's car get broken into or a nigga got a fucking 12-gauge shotgun up to a nigga's stomach. The fuck you gonna do?
I understand it.
You know what I'm saying? But if you walk into your car, and I've heard this from one of my big homies, they say if you walk into your car with your shit out, it's going to make a nigga think twice about coming up to you. You know what I'm saying?
It'd be
that's
like
what
that,
made me.
That's how
I really want one. I'm going to
get one eventually. I need to learn how to shoot.
I think y'all need to get one soon.
I didn't get like that.
Sooner than later.
I didn't get like that until I had a gun pointed at me.
I haven't had a gun pointed at me like one of them type of situations. I did have a gun pointed at me in the situation where I was defending the black girl. When I was in one of my college days, this drunk motherfucker had broke a pipe at a house party. So these understandably, they were upset. Yeah. Their basement was flooding.
Yeah.
Because the bitch was twerking on it. But I was trying to fix it and shit. I was trying to fix this shit, and this motherfucker ran off. Yeah. And so now I think I did it. So yeah. It's like, hey, man, we need some money for this motherfucker. I'm like, I ain't do it. And I'm a broke college kid. What the fuck you finna get for me? So this big-ass fight break out. I had a gun pointed to my head and shit. Like, this shit, I was drunk as hell when this shit happened. I ended up going home playing Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Right. It went crazy.
Don't like, niggas go through traumatic shit and just, like, keep living. Like, that is, shit happened in college, bro. It's like, that was really one of the most,
I've been
like,
in college. I ain't get no gun.
You got a year left. I always thought that going to Clark that I was going to get robbed.
Me too.
Because
college kids are fucking stupid.
But I know y'all people that walk, have y'all walk.
College kids walk around the West End with MacBooks and $2,000 bags and shit. Right. And like, man, this is an impoverished community. They see you as a fucking lick. Of course they're gonna rob you. Nigga, you are in their neighborhood. And niggas don't believe me when I say this shit. College kids are the biggest gentrifiers in Atlanta. Right. Yep. Am I lying?
Georgia State is number one. Georgia State number one. Bro.
You do not have to be white to be a gentrifier.
You right. But we only there for 4 years, so we don't leave.
But it's 4 years after 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 4 years.
I think the problem is when you think of I'm just only here for 4 years, it still is I don't give a fuck what happens out here while I'm here.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Am I lying?
I mean, you're not lying.
Do you give a fuck what happens in the West End after you're gone?
I do give a fuck. Don't do that.
You're from Covington. You know.
Oh, don't do that. Do not do that. Do not do the COV like that, please.
Shawnee, am I lying? Does that not sound like some gentrifier shit?
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to care.
But I see it as this. Okay.
I'm going to care.
You know what I'm saying?
I went to school in Tallahassee, little small college town in Florida. Whatever, FAMU.
Tallahassee is not a small college town.
It's not anymore, but it was. And when I was in school, you know, we used to, instead of staying in apartments like the student housing, we would rent from people that own the houses.
The locals.
That's what I'm living in right now, like a rented house.
Because we would get it like a 3-bedroom, 3-bath, and we was paying like $850 splitting it 3 ways.
Literally how I'm living.
Okay. So, you know, I'm thinking like, damn, I might want to invest in some shit like this when I get older, because so I could see where somebody might graduate from school, maybe they took a job, like I don't know, they were an educator and maybe got offered a job at FAM where they may still care about the community, and then you may got people like her.
I'm going to care.
Speaking about caring, man, have y'all heard of Brianna Khan?
Yeah, that's a mess.
Mm-mm. Brianna Taylor Khan.
I was supporting Portia, but now she tripping.
Who doing this shit?
Portia, Yandy. Those are the two big.
Report that shit.
Those are the biggest ones.
Yeah,
man, what that little boy that said, pick and delete all that shit, because that shit is motherfucking bullshit.
I feel like, man, Breonna Taylor has been turned into a marketing tactic.
Facts.
By a lot of people.
Yeah,
you didn't see the hats at the motherfucking NBA game?
Who is this? Myshawn, Pastor Stephen A. Green, Trader True, Deion Branch, Angelo Pinto, Yandy Smith, Teslin Figaro, Portia Williams, Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour.
Barbecue.
I didn't even see that shit. God damn.
Barbecue.
And it says beauty, money, and justice.
Yes. Beauty, money,
what do y'all think about this?
That's a hot mess.
This is some bullshit.
What does beauty have to do with it?
Where's the money going?
Y'all gonna teach me how to do makeup while we talk about justice? Like, I'm confused.
Like, it's gotten so bad. Like, they put Breonna Taylor's name on the MAGA parody hats.
First of all,
I don't like any of the MAGA parody hats. Like, if your hat is red and has white letters, we're liable to punch the shit out of you. We're not gonna read what that shit says first, because niggas got bad eyesight anyway, because a lot of niggas got diabetes.
I ain't gonna count when they flipped it with the white one. I said, okay, that shit slid hard.
If you can change the colors Like, I seen that was blue. The
alternate one.
I seen a blue hat with white letters. All right, yeah. Okay, cool. That's different. Nah. But if you got a hat that look just like Make America Great Again,
no,
can say Make Atlanta Great Again. Nigga, we still gonna slap the shit out of you.
You can't do that, bro. Nah. You still bringing power.
Because without my glasses, I'm gonna think it says Make America Greater because I'm blind without my glasses.
And then we gonna say, look at that fuck nigga down there.
It's a coon, y'all. It's a coon.
It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a coon. Hello, can you see what I should? Can you see? Can you wake up in the morning, and Shawnee? Can you wake up in the morning and just see?
I can't. Yeah, I can't read far away.
Can y'all do that?
What?
Can y'all wake up in the morning and just see?
Yeah.
Like perfectly.
No. Like when I watch TV, I had to wear my glasses. Like,
I can't see.
So I could type.
Cass, can you see when you wake up? Y'all niggas are superheroes. I can't see shit. My day don't start until my contacts get in.
I can't see at nighttime though. Like in one of my eyes, I can't see it.
Like my day is over as soon as I take my contacts out. Like if I'm watching a game, I'm just gotta
guess.
Yeah, I can't see shit.
No, so you can't get up and go to the bathroom.
Bro. I can like, nigga. Oh, that is like.
Somebody break his out. They gonna be over there. They're like, freeze.
When I go to the bathroom at night, I gotta like listen to the water, the pee hit the water.
You gotta
like,
touch right the wall. Here.
Like.
Okay.
July 30th.
Wrong spot.
Okay. Yeah.
What's solid there?
What you got? You got a gift card?
No, I'm gonna get you a toilet light.
Oh shit. I used to like if I don't hear nothing it's cool but if I hear like I'll hit the water. I mean I'll hit the side.
Look. I know that bathroom
stays. I clean my bathroom. Fuck you.
Toilet over here, he in the shower.
Who fills the
bathroom? Shut the hell up. Anyway, earlier we was talking about Megan and Tory, right? So a lot of people, first of all, as DJs, y'all both DJ Black Boy, DJ Sean.
Okay,
DeTarchi.
That's a bet.
So real DJ, are y'all listening to, y'all playing Tory Lanez? Is Tory Lanez on the playlist anymore?
No way.
Tory Lanez?
Hell no. I ain't taking no chances.
Shawnee.
I ain't been broken a minute. How did it fall in the finish? How did it fuck in the dinner? Hey, that song kind of hard.
It's hard, but can't take a chance.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, why?
The reaction of the crowd. That's the most important part of the party.
Man,
if somebody realized
them the same niggas are still listening to R. Kelly in the club.
Yes, but the problem is, man, it's just like, it's so fresh.
It's too soon?
It's too soon. It's relevant now. Now maybe a couple months from now when this shit dies down, yes. But as of now,
so y'all not playing him now for the aesthetic. It's not.
I'm definitely not playing him now.
It's not because you don't fuck with him.
You want to tell you why? I'm gonna tell you why, because I come from a DJ culture where niggas used to get booed. DJ used to get booed. Key, all that shit.
I remember that.
You know what I'm saying? I come from a DJ culture where we got booed in college when we got booed and shit. So I still be a little self conscious of. I be so self conscious of how the crowds taking me in, you know what I'm saying? That I would be like, okay, I ain't finna do nothing that they might not like.
Welcome back, Jay. You might as well walk around this way.
Right, sure.
Why would you do that?
Exactly.
Right, he been out
she
all
was
all
so
day.
Incognito.
Exactly. Right.
But, yeah, I just be subconscious of the crowd and how they perceive my set.
Shawnee?
Me, on the other hand, it's about the vibe.
Yeah.
It's about the vibe.
What Tory Lanez song slapped that hard?
However, I mean, he got a couple of them that you might play in the early vibe.
He's a filler artist.
Yeah, like in your early vibe. But that, I ain't been broken a minute.
To your set.
Broken a minute hard.
Yeah, that one.
That
one is straight.
I was never a fan.
She's unimpressed.
I wasn't. Like, my friend is obsessed.
Who is this nigga keep trying to make all these Drake songs? That was the first song. That was the first time I heard Tory Lanez.
I didn't think
Lane.
He was gonna last that long, as long as he did.
We had to hit it for the dead baby. Damn, yeah. It sound like Controller.
Right. He's the Bruno Mars of rap hip hop, I guess, if you want to say it.
Bruno Mars.
On a RIAA certification level, he is the hottest. When it comes to the hits, he puts them out. But like right now, can't do it.
His voice is annoying. Like, the only song I really like with Tory Lanez is Sex So Good with Jacquees. That's
listen,
the only song
listen,
I like.
Outside of music.
I do not like
his music.
Listen, outside of music, Tory Lanez had a real future in being a morning show radio host.
What? He did. It was
like
great.
After quarantine radio, he has the personality. He obviously has the connects. like it's you've seen a lot of people transition from doing music to media. I also think y'all might be surprised when I say this. Nicki Minaj also has a future in doing media.
Yeah, people love her, the Nicki Minaj radio, the Queen radio.
I think Nicki Minaj. I think like this is a bold prediction, but listen to me now. Like when I was growing up, niggas was it Angie Martinez, the radio host up in New York?
Yeah.
So I think Nicki Minaj has the opportunity. She has the potential to be bigger than Angie Martinez. She has the potential to have like get one of the biggest radio contracts for a woman ever. I think Nicki Minaj has that potential.
She's a character.
I can see it.
Yeah.
She's a character.
That's like if she like, you know, because she's not really 100% in music right now. She may be on her way out. So if she wants to take that Joe Budden route, because Joe Budden is eating off media right now.
Yeah.
Like the newer generation of people do not even know that nigga used to be a rapper.
I did not know that.
Really?
What?
I didn't know that.
Pump it up.
I didn't know that was him.
Nigga just learned a word.
That was him.
Oh my God. Not Joe.
I did not know that.
Wow.
I've aged.
Wow.
Oh, bump it up.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so
I come from the hills to tell you guys a story about a man named Joe Budden, who was an artist.
But also, niggas don't know that the dude who had a piece of his song sampled for WAP is also one of the biggest radio personalities in Atlanta.
Frank Ski
ate off WAP, and he got Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, Wobble Baby, Wobble.
I did not pee.
Yes.
That's Frank Ski?
Yep.
That's Frank Ski saying, it's some hoes in
really?
This house. Yes, that is Frank Ski.
I did not know that.
I thought that was the sample.
It was a sample. But that's him saying that shit.
I did not know that was Frank Ski, because I know Frank Ski, but I didn't know that was him.
Niggas got...
Oh my God, good for him.
Man,
that's
Frank Ski's
up.
A fucking legend.
Yeah, I like
and
him.
And he a fucking genius for goddamn finessing that shit and getting out right. of his contract.
Look at
hey.
We love that.
We love to see
we
it.
Love
we love to see it. So last week I asked this question, and I had the right audience to ask this question, right? So we saw the XXL list come out. Mm-hmm. Had a few new names on there.
Right.
Mulatto, shout out to Big Lotto.
Big
Lotto making the list.
Yes,
Big
Lotto.
Well deserved.
He made the list. Rod Wave. But an interesting name I saw in there was Chica, right?
They say she can rap.
That is my question for the ladies in here, right? Because I feel like as women, can y'all get behind somebody who doesn't really appeal to the bad bitch aesthetic?
Like, good fucking question.
Like, do y'all think somebody like that? Because Chica is not like, she's not like Saweetie, she's not like Mulatto,
she's not like
she's a rapper.
Yeah.
You said, why you say that about her?
That wasn't an insult. Why are you trying to do
you
that?
You said she's not sexy.
No, I said she doesn't give off sex appeal. I didn't say she's not sexy.
And I feel like it's when I say like appeal to the bad bitch instead, niggas are like, oh, what about Younger May? Bitches want to fuck Younger May.
She is an attractive person.
Like, Younger May has the bad bitch aesthetic.
She
like people want Younger May, straight bitches want to fuck.
Yeah, she could turn somebody out
what?
For sure.
It's crazy. You know, I'm saying. She even got
so,
that one hit.
She might have fatty. You never know.
Stop trying me like that, bro. Look, I can't. Look.
Anyway, let's not get. Let's not know. But no, we're not going there this week. Anyway, so. Do y'all think a female rapper that does not appeal to the bad bitch aesthetic can have success in the long term?
Yes.
If she has talent, yes. Yes.
Do you consider Missy Elliott a bad bitch?
Exactly.
Missy Elliott is a bad bitch.
Oh, Jesus.
Missy Elliott said some things in some song that made me want to, all right, let me see what your ass home on.
Oh, my God. But
she put the pussy on ya.
Yeah,
okay.
But when you say appeal,
like
she ain't wearing tight-up clothes.
She ain't got her titties out, nothing
like
that.
Yeah, like Missy B.
In fucking trash bag.
Right.
She's dope. She's not dope.
She didn't have the, you're right, but that's, I think we're in a different generation now. Cause like you're like huffing stuff in my Afro puff, like I never want to fuck her either. Like, but it's like now every woman that comes out is like Barbie, 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 doll, 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 bad bitch, bad bitch, bad bitch.
That's what y'all like, and that's what y'all pay for.
But in 2020, can somebody who does not fit that specific mold be successful?
I feel like the talent is gonna speak for itself.
Bam,
period.
It's a good see my pussy. I don't see her making that motherfucker you.
Stop it.
I feel like these days, though, for what you said, women's music isn't made for men. is made for women, I feel like it's empowering for women. From the reception that I see off of, you know,
everything. So y'all gonna listen to a motherfucker for bars?
I mean, I do. Nicki Minaj
had the bad bitch aesthetic.
Nicki Minaj always had
the bad bitch aesthetic.
Hell no.
Nicki Minaj was a bad bitch with a backpack on. Mm. Yes. Yes.
But she had
black.
Bars.
Am I lying?
But she had, thank you.
She had bars. When you listen, you're like,
no, she couldn't spit, though. But,
woo!
Nigga, Itty Bitty Piggy was one of her first big songs. That is probably her biggest song. That is a bad bitch song.
But it's still bars,
but her appearance wasn't what it is now. That's what we saying.
Now, she still had the titties out.
She had titties out.
Okay, but even before that, Nicki Minaj didn't look like.
So if Nicki Minaz was like unattractive, you think she'd be as successful? Yeah.
She's a character.
If Nicki Minaj was unattractive,
in this industry, if you have something that you can sell that another person can't, if I have a personality that you can't do, that people gonna buy to that. And I agree with you on that one. Like, yeah.
And definitely. She would be successful because she had the look and the bars. Now if she just had the look. Like we talked about this.
No,
last
we just talked about the bar. Yeah, I'm saying. But
Saweetie, if she didn't have the look, Saweetie would not be.
Oh yeah, because Saweetie bars never like not
her,
deep
her
like
writer?
That.
She makes cute bitch music.
Yeah, she makes bad bitch music.
Yes. Like she has to be cute.
Saweetie shit
cute,
is simple.
We don't
like,
listen to what you gotta say.
Little waist fat ass nigga tap about. In,
and that's okay.
Tap.
But it matches her. So like she is all the way here on the bad bitch aesthetic. So she ain't gotta be as far on the bars aesthetic. But if you was like all the way over here on the bars aesthetic and you not that far on the bad bitch aesthetic, can you win? Like in 2020. Like who would you put your money behind? I'll put my money behind the bad bitch aesthetic.
Angle cap, I am.
Of course.
Because I can
find somebody right for you.
Unfortunately, looks do matter, so.
Yeah.
Looks matter, like, you got to look like a star.
Yeah, you got to look the part.
But are you saying that what's her name, Chica? Are you saying she's not cute?
I would not.
Yeah, with a sound like, but.
First of all.
We've had this conversation before.
That's first of all, she's not cute.
I got you. I don't know what she looks like.
Okay, did you see Power? You. Power, what was the shit called?
Powerhouse or something with Jamie Foxx.
Chica.
Let me see.
Rapper. I'm about to show you.
Know everything.
Rapper.
Because we already talked about this.
Images. Okay, look. Oh.
Okay, she's not cute. However, I feel like if she came with the attitude, like I'm that bitch, whatever.
But I don't get that from her though. Like she has a real passive attitude. She has a real passive attitude.
You can do whatever.
Just looking at the confidence to me is what
the top
can really make or break a person.
Yeah,
and you are attractive to somebody.
Yeah, somebody's attracted to her. Somebody likes her.
But I think she's gay anyway, so I don't think she likes she.
Somebody likes
okay.
it. But she's not somebody likes it.
And she's for somebody.
Like maybe she's not trying to appeal to niggas. So
yeah,
like,
but she's not really ugly. She's not trying. She's not ugly though.
I need to see some better pictures.
I don't
look
think
at
she's
this.
Ugly.
She's, I don't think
what
she's
picture
ugly.
Did y'all show her?
What she had on.
Shawna gonna pull up a picture where she looked like she was sweating.
Why would you do that? That's not a good
nigga,
picture.
Nigga, that's the picture she picked. I'm like, yo, that's not better.
I want to see how her personality.
You know what?
This is okay. This is kind of this is better.
For some people, I feel like pictures just don't do it for them.
But you know what? I saw her in a video, and she wanted. She was wearing some regular like t-shirt and jeans, and I'm just like,
she just seemed like your average kind of girl.
But that
I feel like she wants to go off the regular aesthetic.
That was just me. Like if I'm putting my money behind somebody, I'm putting my money behind the IG model that I can just have somebody write for. Like shit, I'm waiting for Tiny to let me write for her because shit, she already got the following.
Tiny Harris.
No.
Oh, okay.
Stripper Tiny.
Stripper
Tiny.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know Stripper Tiny.
Tiny, you don't like Tiny?
Fuck with Tiny.
What she look like?
No, she got a soul now.
She do
so.
Slam out.
What else is it to them though? Because I feel like okay, and correct me if I'm wrong. Cardi B was already doing music before Love and Hip Hop.
That's a good example, and I would say Cardi B music before. Bodak Yellow was awful.
Yes, correct.
Shit was awful.
But then somebody came in and helped her, you know, whatever. But she had the personality already, so she already had that going for
her. So it's kind of threefold. Because you can't just be a bad bitch and have no personality.
You gotta have personality. You gotta definitely have people like you.
Because that's the difference. That's the difference between Cardi and Saweetie.
That you think this? No, Saweetie got a good personality. The person that you said you watch her YouTube. Do she have a personality? Do she have anything else going for her? What makes you wanna?
I'm just like
invest in her.
That's true.
It's the if you got a following and you got charisma and you got the bad business aesthetic.
But my thing, that doesn't always work. As
we have with music, that doesn't always work. She would have to go in there and start doing a lash line. When she's supposed to be focusing on music because she don't have
can she get people to really talent, buy
I'm just
talent.
I'm just thinking of the two factors, bars and talent, or ability to appease to an audience.
But will you make your money
right off of rapping?
I think you're gonna make audience. Your I think
are
you
they booking are the clubs gonna book her for shows? Just yeah, because she's cute? No.
Nigga, clubs will book somebody because they're cute before they have bars.
Of course.
But how many clubs Young and May getting booked to?
I don't know.
Exactly.
Don't know. Okay, well, we're not in New York, so we don't know.
Nigga, she stay down here.
But I'm sure she's getting booked.
Yeah, she's getting booked in New York, I'm pretty sure.
I think, Cardi getting booked more than Young and May.
Of course.
I mean, Young and May got more bars.
But Cardi has showed her personality, because when I first got into Cardi, it's when she was on Vine, when she was a stripper, she had the messed up teeth. I liked her personality before she became a rapper. So it's all about her personality. I love Cardi.
You're right, she has a great personality.
But we don't know about Yummy.
But I do know that Cardi's music, before she got Bodak Yellow, was really, really bad.
I listened to the game.
Cardi's music before Bodak Yellow was awful.
Right,
it was like fuck up your day bad.
It was not good.
All I was just saying was, what does this person that you were interested in have besides what you see? Does she have something else besides what you see? Because Cardi's catch was...
She had personality.
Cardi was already...
What's up? Watch my bed. I'm here.
Yeah, she
people
was like...
People want to come to her page and see how funny she is.
So hilarious.
What does the other girl have? That's all I was
just
asking.
Because she going to show up in the room and be cute when you got freaking Jay-Z in the room trying to see what she about to do. Chica, what about Ari Lennox? Because I feel like
I fuck with Ari Lennox. I think Ari Lennox has a lot of personality, but she's also very sensitive.
She's very sensitive.
Yeah. She's not. Her personality is not cut out for this industry at all.
It's not.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
like recluse artist. She wants to, you know, be minimal with her interaction with the fans and all that shit.
And like, I really want Ari Lennox to do well because I'm an Ari Lennox fan.
But
I
think,
it's like she's very sensitive. Like, she is extremely sensitive, which as a person you have a right to be, but also like as me as somebody who's not in her situation and just watching this shit, it's like, damn, I wish you'd brush some of that shit off. Like, I wish you wouldn't care as much as you do about certain that, but that's just me as somebody who's a fan of her music.
Feeds off that
so
shit
who's yours, Ari or Summer Walker with the whole anti-social?
Summer Walker been not caring. So I think like this pandemic shit is a blessing for her because she got a reason.
Y'all feel like their personalities aren't meant for this industry. Summer Walker's, I don't think hers is either.
It isn't.
It's not.
It is. Like, I believe, like, Summer Walker, like, if she does, I don't know if she does write her music. I believe she may write some of her music, but she probably make a great career, like, if she just chose not to do music as a ghostwriter.
But I like her voice.
She has a great voice. She has a great body. She's beautiful. But it's just like, she don't like being around people. I like seeing her interactions with Ari Lennox. Like, they have great conversations.
Yeah, they're on the same level, low key, when it comes to personality.
Yeah, because they like, fuck these people.
They're real introverts.
Next question. Let's get into it. Is it time for Facts or Cap? Let's go to Facts or Cap. Facts or Cap, can you trust anybody who's willing to do anything for money?
Mm-mm. Hell no.
I don't think so.
Gotta
like,
have some integrity.
Like, when I see people that's just willing, like, oh, well, as long as you got paid, like, hold on, bitch. Hold on. So you willing to do anything to get paid? Like, I can't keep you around me. Because if you're willing to do anything to get paid, you got to sell me out.
For some money.
Mm-hmm.
Offer you enough.
I went to a bachelor's party. I didn't even know women were supposed to be at bachelor party. But
I remember. You was all over your IG.
And the strippers were there, and the groomsmen. I hope people ain't watching this. That's going to watch it. The groomsmen was asking the strippers, like, I'm watching him ask the strippers, like, how much for me to, y'all to have sex with me and my friends, my homeboys. And the strippers was like, no. One of the strippers, she was like,
what he asked you, because she wasn't over there. She was like, what he asked y'all? She was like, you know what he asked? And she was like, well, how much he offering? I was like,
what?
Yeah.
I was looking at her like, she was
about
no.
Not this man about to get married.
What are you doing? The show was at home.
She was like, well, how much he offering? I was like,
Y'all remember that song?
Yes.
Like, yo, that was the ultimate,
I thought,
like,
it was the dumbest fucking song to put on the soundtrack of a movie that was totally not about that.
What soundtrack was it on?
Life, the movie. Eddie Murphy and
yeah, that didn't match.
It did not match.
That is the ultimate slut-shaming song.
Like, what?
Relax, it just had a nice vibe.
It did, like...
Nobody paid attention.
Yeah, we were young, we were like, yeah, what would you do? Now you listen, now you listen. Imagine you at... Black, imagine you walk into the party with your homeboy, and your niggas, like, trying to convince the hoes to stop being hoes. Like, niggas,
and then
you get them kicked out.
Exactly. They went to the next episode, bitch. A song that with this, I'm like, bro, this is the dumbest fucking song ever. But this shit slapped them.
This shit did slap. Like, when you was little, like, what would you do?
Oh, get up on my feet, stop making tidy skits.
When they switched the beat, like damn, this is a whole hating song. That song would not last long in 2020. Like, look at this slut shaming ass song.
Feed your child another way. Don't do OnlyFans.
Get up off your feet. Stop making tired excuses. Like, God damn. So y'all wouldn't trust anybody? Trust somebody that does anybody anything for money?
Because they'll do anything for money.
Exactly. Can't anything. Leave. That's not okay. All right,
Lauren, they'll
rob me for some money.
Shoot me in the foot.
Shoot me in the face for money.
Yeah, that's fucked up. That's fucked up, butter.
Right here over there, Kiki Kennedy.
I was not talking about Megan. I'm not talking about Megan. I'm just
but
saying.
But we was just talking about her. You gonna say that shit is not cool. It's not cool.
I was not talking about Megan.
All right.
That's fucked up.
It was just, we have already had that conversation.
You ain't had to say in the foot, toe.
So, how soon is too soon to move on for somebody doing serious jail time? Now, I bring this up because I don't know if y'all heard about Hush Puppy, the international Instagrammer that got locked up for scamming.
Who is Hush Puppy?
He got locked.
Dude from here?
He's been here, but he's not from. He's Nigerian.
He's big.
Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about. And it was like, it was a little scam, and it's kind of like, I don't know, $500 or $5,000, something like that. He Nigerian.
Yeah, he Nigerian. Hold on, let me see how much, because this nigga got down.
It's something with the five and zeros.
He ran that bag up.
Yeah.
He ran it. But he was on Instagram with it.
Yeah.
Man, when I see my scamming friends in life, I'd be like, man.
$431 million scam.
I was close. I said five.
I have never seen a scamming person. Well, I'm saying, well, the credit card scammers, I've never seen them living life.
Back in the
day, you be inside. You don't be outside.
I've never seen them living life. They don't have a house. They don't have a car.
Nah, scamming is me.
I ain't never seen them.
When what's her name said she seen 100 bottles coming from the back. I seen that. I said, yo, y'all niggas really doing that shit.
Who?
When
some of your forex friends are scammers.
Yeah, I know what song you're talking about.
Yeah, I was trying to say, I seen $100
from the back. Yep.
And niggas that be doing it, I'm like, yo, niggas living life. I wouldn't mind doing that scamming
shit.
Everybody scammed to a degree.
Who?
But.
Not me.
Shit, you ain't living life. But.
Okay.
But how soon? Okay, so Hush Puppy. He's going to jail probably for a long ass time. You know the government don't play about that money.
Yeah.
For a $431 million scam, and his girlfriend at the time allegedly has already moved on.
Period. As she should.
But if you are somebody's ride or die,
she ain't a ride or die.
She's not a ride or die.
It's clear.
You was a long way together.
Shit, I don't know.
She's only a ride.
She was probably there for the money.
You move on as soon as they get money.
And sis probably was putting the stash to the side anyway.
Right, and I would have been saying, she's a smart girl.
She was getting
She's a silly girl. She's a smart girl. I like that.
Hey, smart girl.
Wow, really?
I'm pretty sure the nigga would be a piece of shit.
You move on as soon as he get booked.
Period.
That's how life is, though.
We not holding no jail niggas down over here.
I don't even get down like that, but in a situation like that.
So what if it's a nigga that you really love, like you really in love with this nigga?
I could fall in love with that nigga.
I would.
How soon, though? How soon, though? You ain't shit. Jail probably going to tell on his ass.
Right.
I can't go to jail. I'm chill. Yeah.
Officer, I do remember.
Yes, his security codes
are.
I'm
like, you motherfucker.
Am I going to get a cash reward? Well, let me tell you. This will happen.
On the stand, I would be so hot if this girl was like, yeah.
They might point to him.
I'm like, nigga, I just gave you some motherfucking money, you asshole. I'm
gonna hold my dude.
If it was your nigga, how soon would you?
As soon as you get booked.
Damn.
I would give it like 2 months.
That's how long it takes?
As soon as you get booked.
When you say soon as he get booked, what you doing as soon as he get booked?
What you mean?
You already had you a side?
I already got I already got my stuff because I already knew that, one, you took all this money. You going to jail anyway.
That's why I said, I need 2 months so I can have time to get me a new dude, move to another state, change my name, change my Instagram because I want your friends following me. I need 2 months.
Friends?
You know, the dude friends follow me on Instagram.
I be like, sis, I'm going to tell you exactly where she live at. She usually come home by herself at this hour. If you want to beat up her
and I'm going to go move.
Hopefully you would have bossed up. Now you
I'm out of there as soon as you get booked. My name going to be show up in the search, the Google
That's
search
the only anymore. Downside of scamming, like, the fucking, like,
you should have a fake name.
I'm just playing, but I don't feel like I'll get myself involved in with someone that does this.
Me either. That's what I'm joking, really scary. I'm not gonna lie.
You can drop diamonds, but we not together, so you wouldn't feel, you wouldn't feel obligated for me to help you.
What? Nah, he don't gotta wear no suit or nothing, but you at least know how to do something.
I'm not gonna start
looking
to make
someone.
These diamonds are a little different.
What she say?
She said, ain't no amount of diamonds, but he brings some pink diamonds.
So I know I could always make money. DJ.
Right.
Y'all
like
shit. Might.
I might want to go be a realtor.
You can drop diamonds
and maybe that didn't work out. So right. I know they're going to come back and be
that
a
DJ. Right.
You
know
what I'm saying? So at least you get busted.
So next topic. I know you was talking about the chick that was talking about, that was talking to JT on social media earlier. About.
Ooh, the one with the, I know he's talking about with the chick.
Evelyn Vander.
With the blonde hair? Yeah.
Yes.
People hate her. I know he's talking about.
I blocked her.
Damn, y'all put me on some
I bet you do. You seem like the type of nigga that
who
black
is that?
Girl.
Who is that?
I don't know.
She has her. She has her own business or whatever.
Okay. She like old Affinity magazine.
Yeah.
She blew up like right when the pandemic started.
Yeah, and she talk like all her tweets get viral.
Open your purse. But she was going on.
JC got in that ass, and Santana jumped in too.
She was going in on people earlier. She was talking about. Rappers, female rappers specifically, that are taking bookings to do clubs. Like, she was saying that it was wrong for going out and taking these
during
club
the pandemic. And then she name dropped. JT didn't like that she name dropped because she name dropped Mulatto
who is
and somebody
JT
else.
That you speak
City Girl.
JT from City Girl.
Okay.
Yeah, JT didn't like that she name dropped. She said Mulatto and another name. I forgot who else.
Moneybag.
Yeah, she said that. That's she did not like that. Then Santana hopped in.
So what do y'all think about it? Like, are celebrities wrong for taking these club bookings right now?
That's how they get their money.
Exactly.
No, worry about yourself.
These people out here spending it. Why not go?
Yeah, like
That's not like wrong. A gig come my way. I'm not gonna be like, oh, I can't take the gig.
Right.
Because I don't want nobody to catch corona. I need my coins.
This is my look on it. If you don't want to catch corona, by all means,
stay home.
Don't go.
Like, be safe. I applaud you for making.
Because the gig is gonna happen regardless of if you go.
Niggas are not gonna care.
There's nothing that you can do to make this shit stop. Like, I got in an argument. I'm not even gonna say argument. A discussion with the person that was like, you know, against the people going out and doing all that shit. I'm like, so you should probably do something. And then when they was like, well, I don't know what to do. I'm like, at the end of the day, just mind your own business and shut up. You know what I'm saying?
Because,
like, what people fail to realize is people that's in this industry, we're in a tough position where we're, like, either make no money at all or make money, you know what I'm saying,
right.
And take a risk. Like, what the fuck are you supposed to do? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just bring your mask.
Like,
bring your mask.
There's no difference in the fucking grocery store.
Because you catching that shit is not going to affect me.
Right. I think I had it already. In February, I got sick as hell.
Oh yeah,
way before
around
coronavirus.
That time, everybody,
the Lord has been
out for like 3 weeks. It was bad.
I just couldn't smell shit, so I was like, shit.
No, you couldn't smell.
I couldn't smell. I couldn't taste shit.
That shit's
I had,
crazy.
Like, cold sweat, fever. I was still like.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of motherfuckers had that shit though.
Yeah, exactly. Before this whole COVID-19,
like before people knew what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people gotta realize you're gonna get that. It's no fucking vaccine to fix it. So it's like if you stay away from it for as long as you fucking can, you can still get it.
Yeah.
So, cause if you go to the grocery store, it's the same thing. People be in the club,
like,
and be in the grocery store.
Starve, nigga. You have to go somewhere.
I feel like my take on this whole shit is, I feel like the real villain in all this shit is the government. Exactly.
Of course.
The government.
45.
Like, because if we had handled this shit right, let's say we found out about it late February, early March. If we had handled this shit for like at least 2 to 3 months, right, and say, yo, everybody, we're going to take care of y'all. We're going to send y'all checks every month. for the next 4 months till this shit is
but
over
with. But
that's
the thing. Trump knew about it in January. He knew about it in December. He knew about it in November.
Not only did he know about
it. He said it was fake.
He had it.
He disassembled the pandemic right. response
yes.
team. It's like goddamn, we know there's a high chance of a school shooting, and we disassembled the school shooter response team right. a month before that shit happened, and the school shooter happened, right. and niggas is like, what could we have done better?
Yes.
Bitch, you stupid motherfucker.
What was the video when I said about you last week? How you gonna pay your bills anyway?
How was you gonna pay your bills in the first place?
That's what the government said. How the fuck y'all nigga gonna pay shit anyway if this wouldn't have happened?
Like, for real, for real. So, I mean, like, it's definitely, like, what everything that's happening now is a response to the government's poor pandemic response.
It's so shitty, which is why y'all need to get out here and vote. Y'all need to vote.
I'm voting early, cuz.
I'm voting early, too.
I'm early voting, cuz I don't, cuz
niggas.
That's
the least
you
can do.
Niggas be talking about, oh, I'm about to stand in. Bitch, what? I ain't stood in a line to vote ever. Like, the last time I voted on election day was to vote for Obama in 2008.
Right. No, I stood in line for Stacey.
I voted early. I voted early. I'm going to vote mid-October.
Right. I'm going home in October to vote because I'm not about to fuck with them.
You feel me?
They not about to fuck with me.
So, like, next topic, man. We seen the Queen of Atlanta and the King of New Orleans going at it back and forth. Monica versus Master P. Oh. And it's getting real ugly. But, hey, sweet, who y'all got on this versus, though?
I vote Monica. Team Monica.
I ain't really listening to Brandy. I took a minute. I don't know. I want to be there. I gotta go through my Brandy.
I
love Monica.
Brandy is the more polished.
What is... Who's going to play Angela Mine? Amazing. That's my question.
I see
her
where you're
going.
Her
voice is amazing.
Brandy?
Yeah, my
who has the hits?
Monica.
What is Brandy going to do when Monica say, rubber rock here, bend my knee, every time the beat drop.
Brandy ain't got nothing like that.
Damn, you still got nothing like that.
But that's when it comes to the Monica and Brandy argument. They made a show for Moesha. They put a lot of shit behind Brandy. Brandy was the more marketable person.
I mean, you know what we call Monica? Gunica.
Right.
I mean, of course, but not discrediting Monica. Monica can definitely sing. I fuck with Shawty.
But Monica also don't give a fuck.
She don't.
But my thing is with that, it's like, yes, Brandy had Moesha, but like Brandy kind of built her brand with extra stuff. Monica, we just know her for music.
That's it.
Whereas Brandy had shit to help her, like Moesha. Mm-hmm. We know Monica straight from music and the guns. That's it. Period.
Yeah, that's true. You know who really going to enjoy this versus coming up next week? 21 Savage.
He loves R&B.
21 Savage loves old school R&B.
So what was saying, Monica?
Angel of Man. But nah, going back to Monica and Master P. So it got us. It was like, yo, Monica, you just popping up. Master P was like, duh, 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 duh.
Did she
Monica,
side chick though? I don't know.
It was on Shade Room.
She came in and had all these pictures. You say you was at every visit. I was at every visit while you was sneaking around in your marriage. Blah blah blah. Like shit, it got messy.
That shit is uncalled for.
I'm like, so y'all trying to get him out or what?
But my question is though, when you go to the Master P side, like his family came out, but you wasn't taking care of us and shit.
I saw that.
But my thing though is like, this is my question. If you become the primary breadwinner in your family, like just say, mm-hmm. I want this for everybody in this room. Say you get like $100 million, $500 million, yeah. right? Is it your responsibility to take care of every single person
that's
in your
so,
family?
That,
of course
no.
not.
You
every single person
up,
in
no.
your family.
You can set people up, but beyond that, like, yo, if you keep fucking up, like, I remember watching that little that documentary, and P said that at that time, C was stealing that shit when he told him you didn't have to. So I look at it from this standpoint. I got a brother. And I'm like, if I'm telling my little brother, like, yo, or my older brother, like, yo, bro, we don't have to do this shit no more. You're still fucking doing it with no regard.
I'm like, yo,
what the fuck are you doing? You're being a liability. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to anything else. And you're fucking it up. Now, I mean, as far as, like, not turning your back on your blood, I would never do that to my family. But at the same time, like, yo, bro, I'm not going to let you keep on trying to fuck up the fucking...
If you are, like, keep giving them outs, you're enabling their behavior.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
I'm not going to enable nobody in my family.
Because enabling somebody is kind of worse than, like, just letting them do them. Because, like, they know that I can do whatever, and I got Big Brother come here and put down $100 million to save me.
And they They're gonna do whatever.
And that shit is dangerous. Cause if a nigga know that he can jump off a 3,000-foot building with no parachute and somebody gonna save him every time,
he gonna do it.
He gonna do it.
He gonna get fun. It's a thrill for him. And
would y'all like take care of your whole family?
You don't have to take care of, but I feel like you could put some people in position. Like you could. We need leaders of the
tribe,
especially people who were there, people who helped raise
you. Who were there for you?
I know his sister, whoever, was saying stuff about him and his grandma. I'm not sure what the relationship was, but from my understanding, she was saying that he wasn't doing anything for the grandma. He didn't come to the hospital.
But also, that's another thing. Like, people will exaggerate their relationship and how close y'all are.
They will. Because
I know, like, when it comes to my family, it's I got family and I got family. Like, right. family, people I see, like, at least once a week. Right. Like, I'm super, super close with them. Like, I love my entire family. But I'm not going to act like I'm close with everybody.
Right.
Like, it's people in my family that I've never spoken to, but I know we family.
Right.
But I know they're out doing great things, but I'm not going to reach out to them and say, hey, can you I don't talk to y'all.
No.
Like, it's been people in my family that, like, I got one of my cousins do something with the Warriors, and, like, my mom's like, should talk to her. I don't know that nigga. Like,
yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
I'm not. Right. I don't know that nigga.
I guess I'm into my mama and my granny.
They do not. They don't.
That's your family. That's your cousin.
I don't fucking know him. Right.
I'm like, they can call me. The fuck?
Yeah. Like, they came to now graduation. You ain't send me nothing.
Like, imagine a nigga you don't know, like, just reaching in your Instagram DM. What's up, cuz?
I'm your big cousin.
Block like a motherfucker.
Nah, don't try me.
Like, For real.
Hey, Mokito, that be happening to me now.
That should happen to you?
Yeah.
Give me, I need a story. What happened?
Yeah. Like, nah, I be having cousins, like, from Jamaica, from my father's side. They be WhatsApping me or in my DMs, like, yeah, you know, we over here in Jamaica, we see you a DJ. And then I'll just ask my dad, like, do you know who this is? And he'll be like, oh, yeah, that's such and such. And I'll be like, oh, okay.
be sitting in the cash?
No. I don't know you. Like, I could talk to you, but
I'll send a nigga $5.
No, nah, it's weird to
me. Back
me.
Up for it's, another $5.
I tell myself that I'm only going to invest in my family members who invested in me. So, like, the people who, like, I guess, like, put in money for me to go to college, if I get big, okay, you know, I'm going to give you some change. But everybody else who tried to talk shit when I said I'm going to Clark, Atlanta,
people put
y'all
in
ain't going
to
get none.
You went to college?
That's crazy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was my. Oh, you ain't got no loans.
That's right.
You have no loans.
It's not a lot of you, but I got this one uncle that be giving me. He rich. She be giving me.
You got
money.
A rich uncle?
Got money.
Tell him what's up.
Just that one.
Tell him we need a big homie fund.
But yeah, everybody else that try to talk shit about Clark, y'all ain't getting nothing.
Where did they go talking shit about Clark?
I don't know where the hell they went. Probably nowhere. When I said I was gonna go, they was I thought Jayla would go somewhere else, like Spelman. I'm like, okay, let's not do that, because Spelman don't even have my major, so you really sounded dumb.
Damn.
So they ain't getting nothing from me.
They don't know
nothing
about Spelman.
I'm going somewhere.
Yeah.
So,
like you said.
Yeah.
Where did they go?
So what did y'all think? So what did, did y'all hear about the 2 Chainz Moneymaker song?
I love it.
Go get from the Moneymaker.
Yeah, he was putting on for the. What did y'all think about the 2 Chainz?
I loved it. He said Clark Atlanta, so I love it.
He said Clark Atlanta two schools in, so I was like, yeah, this motherfucker is it.
Yep.
He said fam.
Did y'all send y'all videos in to be in the video?
Nah. I did, but I spent my money at his nail shop, Pamper.
He got a nail shop?
Oh, yeah, girl. I mean, my bad. Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers get comfortable in the conversation. That's how niggas get comfortable in the conversation. Yeah, girl.
Hold on. Stop talking about
that. Where's this nail shop?
It's right by Escobar.
Damn, everything is on Peter Street.
I know that he had it.
It's new. It's called Pamper. And I went, and my nail tech was a little late, so I went to Escobar to go to Happy Hour, and they let me bring my wings in back to the nail shop. So it was a good time.
Oh.
So I was eating my wings, my Long Island, getting my toes done at the same time.
Fancy.
Yes.
Trifecta.
Long Island.
Fancy.
Yeah, it was good. Y'all they was playing the good music. It was a good time.
Your uncle paid for that, girl.
Oh, no, I know.
Man, okay. Yeah. Next topic. Facts or cap. There is a difference between a secret and a private relationship.
Yes, there is.
Of course.
Yeah,
it is different.
There is a big difference.
What's the difference? Y'all talk to me. Y'all need to know.
Secret, you acting like you don't want nobody to know. What's going on? You hiding me. Don't nobody know you had a girlfriend. Somebody should know you have a girlfriend, whether our relationship is private or not.
Period.
Private is like, you know, you may not be a social media person, which means you don't have to put everything. You don't have to put, we're going on vacation. You don't have to do all vacation. Whatever. You don't have to put that on social media. You don't have to go and talk about it all the time. But everybody should know you
have a girlfriend. But they know you got a girl, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Period.
Period.
Y'all agree?
Yeah.
Agree.
Black boy.
Yeah. If he cannot,
she summed it up. We don't gotta say
nothing. Exactly. She said it's great. Perfect.
I just I feel like I'm at the point, like I've been having this, like, and I put this on social media the other day, is like I'm past the point of trying to, like, be out in public with people who I'm just trying to beat.
Yeah, sometimes I can't,
like,
do shit.
I used, like, somebody I hit somebody this weekend, like, yo, I think he responded to that shit too, like, yo, I'm trying to see you. It's that, okay, yeah, let's go on a date.
I've seen it. No, that's
not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
But that's not a relationship. Of course, stuff like that, somebody that you're just trying to have sex with, that's a secret. You don't want, that's not your girl.
So when she was like, said, yo, yeah, let's go on a date, bitch, I don't like you like that. Like,
I would never, if I have to keep you a secret, I'm gonna fuck you, I won't be fucking you.
But it's not even a secret. But like, I don't have, like, and
yeah,
I just.
Yeah, right, because some folks don't need to be. Some folks, we don't even know you.
Like, you don't, you know.
But I just, it wasn't even like I was trying to keep it a secret. I don't, like, I'm not the type of nigga. Like, if I fuck us about it, I'm not gonna be like, hey, I'm fucking you. But I'm, I'm not gonna hide you. Like, but at the same time, it's like, I don't have the social temper, like, to kick it with people who I really don't like kicking it with.
Yeah, like, you don't care to be out in public with this person.
I don't care to be out in public.
Period.
Oh, yeah.
Period. So,
with
so
girl?
No, yeah, with my girl, yes, I like being around you, so okay. I don't care where we're at. But, like, I don't like being out in public, and I don't
like you.
Like,
I don't like being out in public.
So when I said, hey, I want to see you, it was kind of like, yeah, come over.
See you,
like,
in private.
Yeah,
was it like 8 p.m. after 8 p.m.
Yeah, what time was the codec?
Right.
Oh, you should have specified. I want to see you tonight at
right.
12. Damn, I did kind of fuck that up.
Because if the messages only
it was 8
come
in the morning, he
during
I
the nighttime,
you.
Then I know what's up.
Yeah.
But if you trying to go to lunch,
and
you trying to go
day.
Hang out. This and the third, and that's some
that's way too much.
I said
you're
that at 10:50
asking for too much.
Well, you're dumb as hell. Okay, why would you do this?
I think I was not doing nothing. I was just horny in the morning.
Oh, you was trying to get some morning pussy.
No, I was trying to get some anytime pussy.
Oh, Jesus.
Was
like,
whoa. So I was outrageously.
I think it was outrageous. I was disturbingly horny that day.
So when she responded back, what did you say?
I didn't say shit, so I think he's dead for that.
Damn. So you didn't respond to her?
Hell no, because in my head, I was like, damn, fuck, that's not what I wanted her to say. Because every other time, it'd be like, okay, cool, come through. But this time, she was like, yeah, let's go on a date. Fuck!
Maybe she realized
these girls be wanting to give Kodak some, but he don't want to feed them.
I'm telling you,
bitch, eat before you get here.
At
like,
least if she gonna give you some for free.
I'll bring you food. I'll bring food over, but you want to go on a date? That's different, bro.
But
that is different.
Shawty,
am I tripping? Is that different? Like,
take
me, I will bring you food, but you want
to
go out.
But Kodak, you have to understand.
No, look, bro. Some people can act like they can do a friends with benefits or only fucking situation, and some really just can't. But
I seen a tweet that said women will say they would do anything to feel like they ain't fucked for free. So they'll be like, can you stop at McDonald's on the way over? Can we stop at the Wendy's? Bitch,
and
you was not hungry.
Those are the girls you talk to, so you might as well give them food.
Cut it. It's okay. Hey,
I will bring you food. I will bring you food.
I said, bring me a bottle. I couldn't feel bad.
I'll bring a bottle. If that'll make you feel better.
I was soft.
If it'll make you feel better, I'll bring you a bottle. But don't ask me to go out. Dates are for people I actually like.
Okay, but she's trying to feel better about herself.
It is not my issue to make you feel better about
yourself. That's why you have to always.
I feel great about myself if I fuck you.
I know you do. Hun. We know.
You ain't gotta take me out. I'm a slut, baby. I'm a slut. You ain't gotta take me out.
Cause it's that nigga.
Like, if you give me some hot wings, I feel like, nigga, you just treated me.
That's how I feel. Give me a 10-piece lemon pepper.
Oh my God.
Basically,
I feel good by myself. She give me a 10-piece. If she give me a 15-piece combo?
Hold on. So what did she give you? Just a 10-piece. No fries and no drink.
I don't eat fries. No way.
Okay, so if she give you a drink. A drink.
I feel like she's trying, but she gave me a 10-piece hot little drink. I feel like she's trying it, bro. a hot with no drink, bro. You, my shit normally be bald, bro. And this shit, like, if you eat a hot pee with no hell, your shit gonna be sweat. Your shit gonna be sweat. That shit goes straight to your head, bro.
Did you get fries?
I don't normally eat fries. I get my fries away. I don't eat fries.
Oh, I get the cold combo. I gotta eat the fries. That's what I was about to say. Yeah. Yeah. The fries.
So like,
she don't get you no drink. Give you your drink.
Yeah, it's no, bro. She gotta give me a drink, bro.
But why?
She took your drink because if it came with fries, it came with a drink.
Yeah.
If she takes a drink, say take the whole fucking meal, then greedy ass nigga.
Oh my god.
I ain't even eat your pussy, greedy asshole.
That ain't really
no head. Exactly. Fuck with me. And I'm finna give you wet dick. I don't need kill him.
You know what you could have did for this situation?
Tell me.
You could have said.
Tell me what I should
have
did better.
Watching movies, you should say, yeah, we can have a little date night at the house.
You don't know how to
say that. I'm be honest, bro. Like, that one thing a woman ain't got to worry about me. I'm not going to try to finesse no pussy. Because like, the second you say some shit I don't like, I'm not going to text back.
I can understand. I'm like that too. If a dude say something like, finesse, I'm like, I'm not going
to
text you.
If she going to give it to you anyway, you might as well act right.
So why you just didn't say you want to come over?
Because, like, I don't.
She's seen the text, like damn,
when niggas be like, oh yeah, because you don't have to beg for that pussy. I'm not about to beg nobody for shit. If you want to give me that pussy,
you're
gonna
be around the bush though. If that's what you
because
want,
I have not met nobody. I have not met a woman as savage.
But clearly,
you don't know.
Just because I want to fuck don't mean I'm about to put in the pressure to fuck. That is another question I got. What do y'all think about the statement "apply pressure"? What does that mean?
You need to apply pressure.
Relationship wise.
Oh, you need to apply pressure. Any dude on social media, he applied. Pressure.
If you post any dude, black boy, what do you think about the statement "apply pressure"?
I need pressable.
I ain't. First of all, when women say apply pressure, most of the time that shit is unrequited.
Oh my god.
They want a nigga to chase them.
Yes.
No. It's a difference between a man letting it be known that he wants you. He want to be around you. He want to just talk to you. He want to see you. He just want to know how your day was.
Period.
Versus, oh, yeah, you're going to drink.
Exactly.
Versus a man just hitting you up at 10:58 in the morning. Said, what you doing? Instead of good morning.
Period.
Or you just wanted to fuck. So you should have just said, come over.
Thank you.
Y'all already got that kind of relationship. So you, my friend, be beating around the fucking bush.
Thank you.
Damn.
And when we say we want you to apply that pressure,
that means he's being very direct. He's letting you know whether he want to just fuck or he really like you.
Period.
So when the nigga, so have y'all ever had niggas just like, yo, I'm just trying to beat you. Can I interject?
Yes. A guy, I can show y'all, I got a dude in my phone right now. I told him straight up, I'm not interested in you. I met him at a bar, and he was talking about guns. For y'all probably don't know, but before my birthday just passed, Leo, woo, 08:05.
Hello,
when
your birthday?
It was 08:05.
Let's go.
August 5th?
Yeah.
My birthday is July 30th.
Okay.
Okay,
yeah,
Leo,
guys.
Okay.
DLT.
Gang. So he was sitting at the bar, and he was talking about guns on the phone. Then he gets off the phone. He starts a conversation with me. We start talking about the guns. Woo-woo. We end up exchanging phone numbers because he told me about a really cool gun. Which I ended up purchasing. But he texting me, you know, he telling me, we just talking about the gun. That's all I was interested in. Then he tells me he's going ATV riding. Anyways, fast forward. I let him know, like, look, I think you cool, but you're not my type. And he was like, damn, you know, a woman has never been that direct with me, straightforward. And I said, I'm not going to waste your time. I'm just not that kind of person. I'm past that. Anyways, I get a text from him the other day. Can I be your toy?
Whoa. That boy was horny.
I text him back the next day and I said, what do you mean?
I already bought a gun. What do you mean?
Hello.
Y'all know what he's talking about.
The response he texted me back was,
he probably looking at that video like, you motherfucker.
Nah.
I wanted to be your asshole. I wanted to clean your booty hole. What did he say? Okay. Read it.
Yo, this nigga is crazy.
Oh my god.
Be my toy? What you mean? I want. I want to see if I can make you squirt.
This guy.
This nigga is.
What's the link?
What level of horny?
Well, I really don't want to click that link.
I don't know. I didn't click it. I
saw it. That nigga sent her the TikTok link.
What level of horny is he?
That nigga is outlandishly horny.
He sent a link right after.
That nigga is terror.
And it's your OnlyFans.
Look, that nigga is.
He ain't had no sex.
Terror threat alpha horny.
Either way, I told him I wasn't interested, straight up. And you come at me with, like, that's how it be.
And you respond?
I didn't respond. I just opened the message when y'all just ready.
So if a nigga say he want to beat Jayla,
okay.
How many times has that been successful?
It depends if I want to be back, huh?
Hello.
Because the gag is, because the way I am.
The gag is.
Because it's just like, I feel like people think that I'm like so quiet. When it comes to dudes, like I'm real.
I know you are.
I'm real. I know direct. Like I be scaring niggas sometimes.
I seen the spring break videos, Jayla.
Shut up. Okay.
So, I seen the spring break videos,
I'm real direct. Whoa. So if I come to a dude or whatever, and it's just like, okay, I don't want him to be my boyfriend. You know, I just want to, I'd be like, okay, what you doing? What you doing after the party? I'm trying to see you. Like, come on.
Hello.
I love when them connections happen. I love when the connections happen.
And you keep missing them because you can't get
But if you direct, I have a lot of respect for you because I'm direct too. Like, I already be directing, act like you like me just to fuck. Like, right. No, just say you want to fuck.
Give me that. I hate when a person take that away from me. You don't give me the chance to decide whether I want to.
Well, hold on now. Because, shit, I feel like if you wanted to be, regardless of whatever title, whatever superficial title we gave, you already wanted to be. So, like, okay, well, I will let you nut on my face if you was my boyfriend. You was already going to let me nut on your face. Like, what the fuck title does that mean?
I mean, but if you was my boyfriend, that's like a status up, though.
It don't. That means something to you. That shit don't mean nothing to me.
Okay, but it means something to me, so therefore you need to try and make me your girlfriend if you want to.
Well, I'm going to just. So, some niggas will be like, oh, well, shit, I'm going to just fake it.
Right.
I'm going to just fake it and just say I'm your boyfriend so I can do that
shit. I'm going to know you faking it.
How you know? Women do not know.
I mean, that's why I ain't had no niggas. Niggas is fake.
You're going to say, all right, I'm your boyfriend. Now can I do it?
And bitch will be like, okay.
No.
Like, I'm not going to do that shit because it's a lot of fake. Cause it's a lot of emotion. It's a lot of emotion. Like, the emotion it take to go into faking to be somebody's boyfriend, you might as well bend that motherfucker boyfriend.
Yeah.
Like, goddamn, like, but you gonna say shit. I would've let you beat if you was my boyfriend.
Okay, I'm your boyfriend.
I'm your boyfriend. Now, can I beat?
Can I do it now?
Okay.
Cause niggas be dead horny.
No.
Niggas is desperate. I'm not desperate. I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the night, my dick and my hand have a great connection.
Boy,
so like,
what?
I don't give a fuck to be faking emotions like that.
Man, look,
but niggas will fake emotions.
My hand turned me up real quick.
That's whack. Well, yeah, that's lame.
It is. It's very lame. The niggas that do that shit is lame. But I think, like, damn, so all you wanted was a title? It was like, niggas don't care about titles like women do.
I mean, it's more than a title. It got to be a bun with the title.
Man, it don't be no bun. I can, if I could say I'm your boyfriend that night and don't.
Okay,
what the fuck is the bun?
Honey, if you be like, okay, well, fine, I'm your boyfriend. I'm like, oh, this nigga lying. Bye. I got work in the morning.
Okay,
leave.
What did he say? Okay, I'm your boyfriend now.
So what's basically,
that's still you lying. Like,
hold on. What you say?
You just want to fuck.
I do, but I'm not going to lie to fuck.
But is that the kind of dude you are? Like, are you not looking for no kind of relationship?
It depends on the person.
You just want to...
It depends on the person.
Exactly. That's
what I'm saying. Come on, no. I've told y'all before, like, damn, bitches, like, the women that I like are women of substance. Like, it's not going to be...
As you should.
It's not going to be, like, it's not going to be no simple motherfucker. If I want to be in a relationship, I could have been in a relationship.
So then why don't you go and have sex with a woman of substance versus this girl?
Because Kodak don't practice being a good dude. Kodak only practice with these... Yes, he still... He want to go get these girls that got some business about themselves. And they don't go.
Yeah, Kodak likes to be a whore.
You need to practice on being the man that you want to be for that woman.
No, that's
right. I'm
gonna put it this way. Everybody has somebody that they're ultimately attracted to that they could be like, nigga, hit you up any time of the day.
No, wrong.
You ain't met that.
I can guarantee
you're 18.
I'm 21.
If the right nigga hit you up, the right nigga hit you up, the one that you're ultimately attracted to the most, you will drop everything for him. Or be like, okay, I'll fuck with it.
I mean, you're right, but he ain't going to hit me.
Exactly.
So
that's what,
okay.
It all comes down to a person.
But like you said, everybody in here got somebody right now. They text your phone right now and say, yo, I'm ready for you. What's
if
up?
Beyonce hit me up right now, be like, leave that interview.
Not even Beyonce. Damn, you gonna leave us with Beyonce?
That's unrealistic. So try again.
I mean, okay, but like, we got realistic people.
I'm leaving. Okay.
If Saweetie
or Megan Thee Stallion, damn, give me some credit here.
Are y'all not?
He might have a chance.
Y'all act like my nigga not on Coachella stages now. Y'all not gonna try my nigga.
Not Beyonce or Rihanna.
You be on Rolling Out stages. Cardi, what the fuck is up?
You ain't able to get a Megan Thee Stallion.
But not everybody got somebody that.
Well, nah, because Tory Lanez is short.
Ooh, not then, tall enough.
Hold on, I'm just comparing her last love.
Tory Lanez like her height.
Tory
Lanez
is short. Moneybag.
Man,
young,
look,
tall,
I
should have
shot my shot at Megan Thee Stallion. I saw her.
Megan, every I think
Megan had a.
We both had close acquaintances with Megan.
I was looking at her like, damn, this motherfucker fine. I need to shoot my shot, but I like she.
See,
I
ran into Meg at Lil 5 Points at a concert we was talking about, like, 2018, like, in October 2018.
Probably the same fucking shit.
Like, niggas had, and then she was at the radio station.
Yeah.
So it's like, niggas had this shot with Meg, but it's like, niggas was like, on some professional shit.
Yeah,
so.
I should have said, oh, that shot in the window, what's up with you? After.
She's like, boy, you look good.
That's how I
feel. I said I should have shot my shot. Then months later, he came out with Jacob Lattimore. Because I was in love with
him. So what celebrity have y'all had the chance to shoot y'all shot at?
Jacob Lattimore.
Who? Shawnee?
Okay, when you say I had the chance to shoot my shot,
like it was an opportunity for you that, yeah, same room, or like y'all was in the DMs, or what?
Pass.
That's a good answer.
You passing?
Respectable.
Pass.
Butter. Who? Y'all niggas lame.
Yeah, no.
I was front row
looking at her, and she looked at me and she pointed at me, and I said, "Nigga, don't play with me."
Bro, I still got these videos, bro.
I ain't shoot my shot. She was that.
We go back to that.
Yeah. I just think she ain't had no time for a nigga like me, a nigga that look like he lie.
Do you lie? Do you?
At that time, I was a liar.
Okay, but right now you honest.
You trying to say you delivered?
I'm chill.
So you honest?
I don't have sex.
You grew up.
What does lying have to do with that?
Because
I don't lie.
I knew he read the Bible.
Fine ass girl.
What? Ooh, look at that motherfucker moving. You see how I zoomed in?
I have not met Megan Thee Stallion. I've seen her twice.
I've met her like three times, bro.
Who you should have shot your shot with since you're talking?
Who have I? I want to say Dondria. She's like a singer from.
Oh,
like,
I know
yeah.
you're talking about the "You the One for Me."
Oh, also, no. Her and what's the motherfucking name? She was in Scary Movie, the black girl. She from DC. She hosted the BET Awards.
I know you're talking about
Regina.
Regina.
Oh,
Regina Hall. Okay.
Regina.
Crazy story. Right. Regina Hall.
Big money.
Regina Hall, and I can find this picture. She showed up at a house party. I was DJing. Like,
I seen that picture you put on Twitter.
Like, this shit is a real story. So, like, Regina Hall, like, this big ass, it was during BET Awards weekend, and she just happened to be there. And, like, she took a picture on my MacBook. So that's, like, we was in this motherfucker just there. Regina Hall.
I remember that picture.
You seen it.
Yep.
Maybe she was just being nice.
She was, like, you know, I was DJing.
She was
the dude
ugly.
Who I was DJing for was,
big.
I used to be fat as hell. You almost 400 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I would tell her, look, short, don't play with me like that. Take a picture of me like that ain't supposed to mean the world to me.
Hey, man.
You can't take pictures now?
Yeah, give me a shot. See, you want to take pictures, man?
Oh, shit, man. So, yeah, shout out.
And if she would have said to you, well, you know, I'm trying to get your number, would you have been ready?
I would have right. I would have choked. I would have been like, oh, all right,
next.
Not
ready.
She would have been like, next caller.
You want a broke nigga like me?
That's not what you're supposed to say. You're just supposed to be cool.
Nah, I definitely would have been like, look, don't play with me. I realize I take you up there with my broke ass. I ain't got nothing to
do. Why you keep saying broke?
At that time, college years, we were broke.
You either finna pay this $50 or shit.
You finna pay my student loan. Yeah. Salome finna get them checks.
Yeah, I'm about to drop out tomorrow. About to be your manager. Fuck you,
be your toy. Be your toy.
I'm about to be your toy. Hell yeah. be a personal ass licker for the rest of your career.
Not a personal ass licker.
Personal ass licker.
Jesus.
Ass licker?
You're wild, bro.
Anyway, right now, what would the homies do? Would you rather catch corona or get pregnant?
Ooh, my friends asked me that because I got two friends pregnant at the same time. They only a week apart. Ghetto. They asked me that today. I said, I'd rather catch corona. I ain't have no baby.
Ghetto.
Catch corona and heal. Period.
Shawnee.
14 days.
I'm going.
14 days and 9 months. 14 days.
14 days rather than 18 years. Hell, yeah.
We all done had it already, so shit. Catch Rona.
Damn, y'all want the Rona?
But I'm older now. I wouldn't mind having a baby, man.
I'm 21. I'm too hot for that. I can't do that.
I'm too
old. The girl's not going for it.
She said I'm too hot.
This pussy is too good to catch.
Because now I'm thinking deeper now, you know. If I'm going to go with the baby, is it with someone that I want to be with?
Right, forever.
Or is it just someone that I just wanted to have that one night? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, let's say it's somebody who you want to, somebody who you actually like.
Oh, well, yeah.
What? Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Right now?
Yeah.
You out your fucking mind still. Rona me, baby.
I'll be like, look, baby, you finna catch, you in the wrong world now.
Fetus deletus.
Right.
Fetus deletus.
Out of here.
My God.
That baby, is it a boy or girl? It is aborted. Fuck you.
Right, it is in the trash.
Yeah. Your baby is a slushy now.
It's the way. It's in the trash. That's where is it?
No. Wow. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Terrorists.
You turned that baby to a smoothie. Fuck you.
You have
No, relax.
Oh, my
God.
This nigga
is
sweaty.
Hell no. Hell no.
Okay, so nobody
I'll punt the shit out of baby. Okay.
What?
I'll punt the shit out of the baby.
Nah, if I can't afford to get rid of it, I'm going to fall down the steps and go to Six Flags.
And get on Goliath.
Right, and drink in a shot at the same time. Oh, my God. That baby gone.
That retarded baby. That baby gonna live.
That baby gonna come out anyway.
That baby gonna live.
Mama, I love you.
Stop. Hold it. Stop it. Hold it.
Relax.
Call it.
Relax.
Mama, I love you.
I'm so proud of you. I ain't even gonna laugh.
He's gonna be like,
no.
The baby come out with three chromosomes.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. That is not funny.
Why does baby got a Hennessy logo on his forehead?
Come back. Stop it.
Let me stop.
You know what?
Let me stop.
You should.
You can stop. But when you do have a baby,
right,
you're going to have like, ha, ha, ha. Remember that? Remember episode 28, nigga, when you said?
Right.
Fucking with babies. Here's your special baby, nigga. Enjoy the handicap
right.
Spots.
Oh my God. You ain't right. Y'all ain't right.
That's not funny.
That's not
laughing.
He's laughing. He's laughing.
I'm far from that.
You're laughing.
It's not funny.
Y'all ain't right.
Oh, shit. Low shit. Oh, my God. Okay, what would the homies
so
do? What would the homies do? Would you let your 13-year-old daughter go to their 13-year-old best friend's baby shower?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
If that's your friend.
I mean, that's our best friend.
I
don't see no problem with that.
As long as you don't get no ideas. This ain't no pregnancy pack now.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
Like, I will. You might have to let the kids have some freedom.
Personally, this is me. Like, I don't believe in having no goddamn baby shower for no 13-year-old anyway.
I'm gonna put it this way. Our great grandmas and them was having babies at
a young age. It is not them.
But that does not change it.
I would let her go, but just like Jalen said, I would hope she don't get any ideas. But one, if that's your best friend, I wouldn't want to come in between y'all just
because
she made a bad decision.
Yeah, I want you to say
her
friend, yeah.
Because at that young age, she probably got a whole bunch of people judging her. So you and her best friend,
me included.
Just
be there
for her.
Me included.
But at least you can do is be there for her.
Right.
I thought you were going to be the godmama.
Oh, no, my child ain't going to be no godmama.
You ain't got no
godmama.
You ain't got no godmama.
Not a godmama.
Oh, my God.
You my baby now?
Because it's going to become your responsibility.
Hell no, they ain't my godchild.
Before I actually got pregnant, we'll make names every day, bitch.
You an asshole.
That's what they do.
I wouldn't be going for it. Like, you're going to send a card.
Nah, I'm telling my child, hey, look, don't go over there trying to goddamn get pregnant.
Yeah,
and
that's pregnancy
it.
Pack. Yeah, I know.
Whew, shit. Damn. Oh, man. Anything else on y'all hearts and minds, man? Y'all been wilding for the last hour.
You've been wilding.
What the fuck did I do?
What you just
said?
What you mean?
I didn't even know that about you.
You know, I was
what's the recap video?
He is.
We're going to have a bunch of them.
Right.
A bunch of recaps. So
you need to talk about the
what I missed.
The rich
Lady found out her husband was rich.
Oh, yeah, shit. Oh, damn, I forgot about that. So, a couple were together. This is a Reddit topic.
Engaged.
Well, shit, you tell it then.
Okay,
mama,
I will,
because
you got to get it right.
Google.com.
So, this couple, they were engaged.
Engaged.
And she found out that her fiancé was actually a rich man, like rich. And she said she was up. She wondered, should she be upset because, one, she'd been paying the bills. She had to sell some stuff just to pay bills. She been
not
paying,
just some stuff. Her dead mother's violin.
Yeah, her mother's stuff. And they're living together. She's been helping paying the bills because he'd been saying, like, well, he haven't been saying he don't have it, but she just basically assumed since he ain't been giving no money. I think he probably maybe hinted at the fact that he probably ain't have it. But at the end of the day, she found out that he's been rich. And then the reason why she found out, because he asked her to sign a prenup. But she's just like, bro, people don't sign prenups.
Oh, divorce.
And then so he was just like, well, who told you I was broke? And then that's how he got into the whole situation about how much money.
I would have let her kept thinking I was broke. That's where he fucked up. I would have let her kept thinking
we're
I was broke.
We're divorcing, and I'm not signing a prenup.
It's
how you going to divorce somebody you're not even married to?
It's over.
They wasn't married.
They wasn't.
Engaged. Oh, engaged.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over. Because now I can't trust you.
I mean,
you
I definitely get where she's coming from. That's definitely
I had to pay bills. I had to pay all the bills. And I had to sacrifice stuff.
You can't even trust him no more. Because at this point, if you hiding this amount of money, what else are you hiding? You can have a whole family not know.
And then, if I'm paying all the bills all this time, what are we signing a prenup for? I've been taking care of you. You need to give me this. You know?
See, what did I think about coming to America? He was rich, you know. He wanted her to like her,
like him.
However, the whole violin situation.
Yeah, that's
at
yeah.
that point, I would have been like, all right, baby.
He probably said his sad story.
The dog had to have surgery, and that's why she had to sell the stuff to pay for her dog surgery. But at what point was he gonna say, I got it? Without saying how much money you got, I got it.
Yeah. But like, it's okay. I got this time. Yeah. You can handle the other stuff. Yeah.
It's just
that's so disrespectful. That's so disrespectful.
Yeah, he had a goal.
So how would y'all would have handled that situation?
We breaking up.
I can't trust you.
Yeah, I wouldn't
have been. Y'all say, I don't know how to finesse. Y'all don't know how to finesse. Shit, no, you got a nigga that's rich as shit.
I'm not about to sell my dead family member's violin because.
Well, you got it.
Right. Not.
And that's,
for me, that would have been trust.
I've been taking care of you for
trust.
Years.
That's disrespectful. Disrespect and trust. That's
and they've been engaged for 4 years.
Oh, yeah, nah. You lying? Ooh.
Four years?
4 years.
That's a long ass engagement.
They were dating. They were dating.
Why was he playing
broke?
Why was he playing broke?
That's for Christmas.
I'm not sure.
I don't like that.
That's for Christmas.
She didn't
gift cards.
Didn't know. She said that she just knows that she been paying the bills. He ain't helped with nothing.
Well, she a good woman for paying the bills for 4 years. That's all I got
to
say. All
right, and we are about to wrap this thing on up. I appreciate everybody stopping by the Big Homies House. We just saw a video of Bun B going in on Tory Lanez. I feel like, what is wrong with the rest of the hip-hop community that they are hesitating to speak out on this thing?
Because niggas is bitches.
I'm not going to say niggas is bitches. But I just know when Zaya Wade came out and said she wanted to be addressed as a she, everybody had an opinion on it, specifically Boosie. Boosie was like, oh, you doing the wrong thing as a father, da, 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 da. But when niggas asked Boosie today, his opinion was, I'm not going to speak on it. Because it's none of my business.
Probably because he cool with him. That's how, you know how dudes be when they homeboys.
But I feel like if Black shot at Butter, nigga, I'm not cool with Black no more.
Me.
It's like.
If Butter would shoot at me. Put that other way around.
I do feel like Butter would shoot at Black.
Facts.
She would shoot at me at the drop of a dime.
But if Black shot at Butter, there's no me trying to salvage that relationship.
Nah, whatsoever.
That's how it is with some dudes. Like, it's like, so when it comes to dudes, it's like, oh, that's my own way. I ain't gonna say nothing.
They asked him about the thing with Megan and Tori. He was like, I'm not gonna pick a side. I'm not gonna say nothing. Nigga, if you not say, there's only one positive side here to be on the side of a person that's not shooting somebody.
I don't understand it, but niggas are so afraid of fucking up some form of a third party relationship. Even not even directly to that, you know, tied to that person. Remember when the whole situation, the other episode I was on, I was like, niggas were getting called out on their sexual assault shit. And I said, I'll beat a nigga ass. And I was one of the few niggas that did it. And niggas was like, yo, you wildin'. And I'm like, how the fuck am I wildin'? Because I'm calling niggas out
and also, to that effect, I feel like that situation is so crazy.
It's
so many people that we've seen get called out for that shit that kind of just let time slide by. I was like, okay, if I don't say nothing long enough, then you're going to forget about it.
Every nigga that got a problem with me saying something about some fuck shit, I say, you know where the fuck I be at, we can square up.
Yeah.
Oh, but you're more than likely gonna get shot at. I don't fucking.
Is he a real nigga?
Oh. No serious. Shooting.
But like shooting back to the Tory Mansion, like niggas is like it's wild seeing like Megan's one of the most popular females in the industry and see all these people that work with her not say shit.
It's really
like
sad.
Not say anything.
All for the sake of not fucking something up.
But that's crazy, like how the industry is built on these relationships.
That's what it's about.
It's man. Sad.
It's a fuck.
I think they industry. Can't. They can't say nothing because
people have not said nothing for them.
No, they just that's scared it. Of messing up relationships.
Right.
Like y'all.
We're working in the industry where people will do anything for money, and they will not do anything for money
right.
as well.
Yep.
I won't speak up if it's a fuck up my money. That's how niggas is.
Yeah.
Because of industry ties, label mates, blah, blah, blah.
How you think R. Kelly got away with so long? All niggas that work
right.
with him never
not
said nothing.
Right.
It's like that with radio too, though.
But these industry niggas is sensitive, bro. I'm not going to say the artist who this person was working with, but I remember a few years ago when I was really wilding on Twitter, like probably when he was in middle school. But
okay,
I was really wilding on Twitter. I said something about this one artist, and like they publishers came at me like a few months ago when I was talking about something completely different. And like, hey, you remember this tweet you said about my publisher at the time?
You tweeted about that.
And they're not even working about. They're not even working
so
with them no more.
It?
Like,
did you it?
I don't know about delete. I don't delete shit, but like. That ain't working with him no more. But I'm like, you mad about this tweet that I said about somebody who's dealing with a public issue at this time? Now, granted, I don't do that. Like, if somebody's done something, I'm at the point in my career where people have done shit personally for me. Where, like, if they don't do anything super, super, like, dangerously problematic, I'm not about to talk shit about you on social media because you looked out for me. But, like, if you out here shooting people in the foot, I'm not about to try to salvage that shit. There's nothing to salvage.
Yeah,
so
you was
trying to work with this person, and the publicist was like, no, remember this.
No, I was trying to do something with the publicist, and I didn't know that was their publicist at that time. So they was like, hey, you said, like, okay, whatever. Like, this shit's still awkward, because people in this industry are fucking sensitive.
I got lost.
People in this industry are fucking sensitive, and that's probably
they
what's
are,
leading,
they are.
This is leading to what this disconnect right now with people speaking out on what's obviously a situation where a nigga fucked up. Like, I feel like, and I'm gonna say this and end it. I feel like there is, when people say, oh, I want to hear Tory's side, there is no side to hear.
Right.
He shot somebody.
There is no
for
side
no
to
reason.
Hear. Now, are there missing elements to the story?
For sure.
Of
yes.
course. And like I said before, Kelsey Nicole did something that night to where she's a part of the fuck-ups that happened. And I want to say this shit on camera because I believe she has something to do with it. But fuck it, she did something, and I'm going to get to the bottom of it. And God
oh,
damn
yeah,
it.
You're Sherlock Holmes. Yeah, Sherlock Holmes.
It. I will not yeah. rest.
Okay, Nancy Drew.
Homie Holmes is on the case.
Okay, Nancy Drew. I said Nancy Drew.
Homie Holmes is on the case, goddammit.
I used to love Nancy Drew.
But nah, man. There is no side to hear. Tory shot a motherfucker in the foot.
And it's not okay.
Mm-hmm. Open and shut case, Johnson. Shit, you shot a motherfucker
right.
in the foot.
In both feet, not just the foot. Feet. Too.
That's debatable. I think the other was shrapnel in the other foot, but shit, that's
she got shot in both
semantics.
Feet.
But shit, is she her both feet are damaged. So,
that nigga ain't shit.
So we're gonna end this episode with my favorite rainbow. Fuck Tory Lanez.
So he can't come on the Big Homie House.
That nigga's banned. That nigga's banned. The Big Homie's House, episode 28. We got the Big Homies in the building. Big Homie Jayla. Big Homie Shawnee. Big Homie, what the fuck
oh
out of here?
God,
did you drink?
She
had the ENJ?
I did not drink. I was
Big Homie Black Boy in the building. It's episode 28. This is the Homies.